Chapter 6, The Law of Vibration and Attraction. Thoughts are things, by Henry Van Dyke. I hold it true that thoughts are things. They're endowed with bodies and breath and wings, and that we send them forth to fill the world with good results or ill. That which we call our secret thought speeds forth to Earth's remotest spot, leaving its blessings or its woes like tracks behind it as it goes. We build our future thought by thought, for good or ill, yet know it not. Yet so the universe was wrought. Thought is another name for fate. Choose then thy destiny and wait, for love brings love, and hate brings hate. The Law of Vibration and Attraction. Any idea that is held in the mind, that is either feared or revered, will begin at once to clothe itself in the most convenient and appropriate physical forms available. By Andrew Carnegie. Dr. Wernher von Braun. In an interview held with Dr. Wernher von Braun in February of 1976, Dr. von Braun was quoted as follows: "After years of probing the spectacular mysteries of the universe, I have been led to a firm belief in the existence of God. The grandeur of the cosmos serves only to confirm my belief in the certainty of a creator. I just cannot envision this whole universe coming into being without something like divine will. The natural laws of the universe are so precise that we have no difficulty building a spaceship to fly to the moon and can time the flight with the precision of a fraction of a second. These laws must have been set by somebody." Dr. von Braun went on to say that science and religion, properly understood, are not antagonistic pursuits. On the contrary, he affirmed, they are sister disciplines. For through the scientific method, one learns more about creation, whereas by virtue of the study of religion, one gains a greater insight into the Creator. By employing the tools of science, man attempts to harness the forces of nature which surround him. Through religion, on the other hand, he endeavors to control the forces of nature which are at work within him. After a brief pause, he added, "There would not be a single great accomplishment in the history of mankind without faith. Any person who strives to accomplish something needs a degree of faith in himself. And when he takes on a challenge that requires more and more moral strength than he can muster, he needs faith in God or whatever you choose to call the power." Years before anyone would accept the idea of a man traveling to the moon and back, Dr. von Braun was asked what it would take to make a rocket to reach the moon. He replied simply, "The will to do it." Von Braun was, clearly, a brilliant man who possessed a great understanding of life and a tremendous awareness of the laws of the universe. In fact, he is considered by many experts in the field to be the father of the space program. Like all great achievers, moreover, he had gained a profound insight into the spiritual laws of life, and one of those laws is the law of attraction. This is the law I would like to delve into now. Indeed, an understanding of this particular law is actually the key to understanding this entire book. The reason this is so is that the law of attraction is the underlying principle which governs the level of your personal prosperity. However, to help you achieve a really solid grasp of this concept, it will be necessary for us to focus briefly on another law, namely the law of vibration. The law of vibration accounts for the difference between mind and matter, between the physical and the non-physical worlds. According to the law of vibration, we postulate that everything vibrates or moves. Nothing sits idle. Everything is in a constant state of motion, and therefore there is no such thing as inertia or a state of rest. From the most ethereal to the most gross form of matter, everything is in a constant state of vibration. Moving from the lowest to the highest degree of vibration, we discover there are literally millions upon millions of intervening levels or degrees. From the electron to the universe, everything is in a vibratory motion. Energy is manifested in all the varying degrees of vibration. Rates of vibration are called frequencies, and the higher the frequency, the more potent the force. Since thought is one of the highest forms of vibration, It is very potent in nature and therefore must be understood by all of us. Now, the law of vibration may be explained in many different ways, depending upon the purpose for which it is being explained. In this chapter, however, it is our intention to confine our inquiry to thoughts alone, so we may thereby improve our understanding of the law of attraction. Vibration. To vibrate means to move backwards and forwards, to oscillate, to shake, to quiver, to swing, to waver, to cause to quiver. To obtain a more graphic conceptualization of the idea of vibration, just stretch out one of your arms straight in front of you, then hold it perfectly still. While you are holding it still and are unable to perceive any motion in that arm at all, know that the electrons which compose the arm are moving, shaking, quivering, or vibrating at the rate of 186,300 miles per second. The arm appears still to you, but in reality, it is in a constant state of motion. Of course, although such motion is imperceptible to the naked eye, under a high-powered microscope, it would become very apparent indeed. Now begin to shake your arm. You yourself are now causing the arm to vibrate. It was already vibrating of its own accord in obedience to the law of vibration, which teaches that everything is in a constant motion. But you have stepped up or increased the rate of that vibration. You have pushed down on the vibratory accelerator pedal, as it were. Positive and negative personalities. John Milton said, "The mind in itself and in its own place can make a hell out of heaven or a heaven out of hell." People, as a rule, can be classified as positive personalities, optimists, or negative personalities, pessimists. Those individuals who are positive in their thought always tend to look upon the brighter side of life, with their faces turned towards the sunshine. They attempt to see the good even in the bad. Such individuals habitually think thoughts of a positive nature, and they are a blessing to the world. They are in a positive vibration, and therefore attract other positive personalities to them. Negative personalities, on the other hand, habitually look upon the dark, gloomy, and depressing side of life. Even the good holds some bad for them. They dwell on the bad and the negative. They think about it, anticipate it, expect it, and invariably they receive what they have been seeking. Due to the negative vibration which they keep themselves in, they, of course, attract other miserable personalities to them. As you are already aware, misery loves company. Their state of mind can be compared to the person who, upon being asked how he felt, said, "I feel all right today, but I might feel bad tomorrow." Negative personalities are depressing to everyone around them. Their faces take on the expression in physical form of the negative thoughts which they are holding in their minds. Each day one can observe such individuals passing on the street. No cheer, no joy radiates from them. Just gloom, frowns, and hostility. Having created their own hell for themselves, they seem to enjoy wallowing in it. The law of polarity and relativity states that for every positive there is an equal and opposite negative. Therefore, both of these personality types are necessary, so you can develop the awareness to distinguish one from the other, and in that manner, choose the one which will advance you in life. You do have free will. You can choose which of these two personality types you wish to adopt. Therefore, if a person is constantly negative but tires of that state, the person may, through awareness and proper effort, change himself into a positive personality type of individual. Understand this. The law of vibration will give people the awareness they require to make the personality changes they desire. The brain, the body. The human body, believe it or not, is one of the most efficient electrical instruments in this entire universe. The human brain, similarly, is probably the most efficient electrical instrument ever evolved. Both are truly marvels. The brain is the part of the body where all manner of frequencies are transformed from one frequency level into another. In the brain, for example, sensations are transformed into muscular action. Sound, heat, light, and thought are also, each in their turn, transformed into other frequencies, each affecting the body. Within the brain, there are centers which control and regulate the functioning of all organs and parts of the body. By means of the proper stimulation of these centers, the functioning of the organs may thereby be controlled. In our seminars, we refer to this phenomena as the vibratory control of the body. In the final analysis, the brain is simply a vibratory instrument. To begin to understand its functioning, therefore, you must undertake the study of the law of vibration. Since the early 1940s, we have had at our disposal the EEG, the electroencephalograph, which reads the electrical activity of the brain, and the electrocardiograph, which traces the electrical changes which occur during heart contractions. Therefore, vibrations are certainly not something which are new to us. Indeed, all of us have an awareness of them. However, the problem which we encounter is that the vast majority of people are not aware of the connection between their vibrations and their results in life. It is, unfortunately, a very common sight to see people in bad or confused vibrations, busily attempting, through force, to achieve good results. However, due to the negative vibration which they are in, they are continually being bombarded by all manner of negative people and situations, which, by law, are being attracted to them. Consequently, at some point, their battle must become overwhelming for them. These people may be likened to a person who is jumping off the top of a building and trying to go up at one and the same time. The result, in either case, would be equally predictable and equally disastrous. Everything is energy. Everything vibrates. For you to gain a better awareness of how you are to take control over your results, or to better understand how and why the thoughts and things come into your life as they do, you must go back to the basic premise which we started. Namely, everything vibrates and nothing stands still. There is, in truth, no such thing as inertia. Scientists today support this thesis, and every new scientific discovery tends to lend even more credibility to it. A corollary of this basic law of life is that energy can be neither created nor destroyed. For since everything is in a perpetual state of change or transmutation, being manifested in all varying degrees of vibration, it follows that nothing has a beginning and nothing has an end. However, by virtue of your free will and the many other mental factors in your marvelous mind, you have the co-creative ability to cause vibratory changes to take place at your bidding. The cause for our lack of ability to exercise this tremendous power for good is nothing other than our own ignorance about the law of vibration. Let there be light. Your connecting link. Slowly but surely, let us see with our inner eye of understanding how you may connect with the good that you desire to improve the quality of your own life. Two objects whose electromagnetic field are the same are operating on the same frequency. Therefore, we can say they are in resonance, in harmony, or in rapport. When two objects are in resonance or vibrating at the same speed, vibratory rate may be transmitted from one to the other through the medium of the electron. Resonance, as a field of study, is concerned with the electromagnetic fields surrounding objects. For example, we find a globe in a chandelier will vibrate when in resonance with a certain key on a piano, yet it will not vibrate to any other note on the piano keyboard. The two objects under discussion are composed of entirely different material, and they have completely different shapes. Still, they are in resonance with one another, due to the fact that their ultimate magnetic fields are the same. They are within the same sphere of relative motion. And this holds true irrespective of their size, shape, or the elements of which they are composed. All electromagnetic waves, or quantrums, have their own particular rate or frequency, which corresponds to the number of changes in direction they make per second. The electromagnetic wave spectrum is simply a scale of vibration, and it is subdivided into specific regions. Nevertheless, one must always remember these regions are not actual divisions, but merely arbitrary spaces covering frequencies that manifest in our senses in different ways. Each region actually blends into the one above and the one below, and in truth, there are no definite lines of demarcation. Everything is an expression of the same thing. Everything in this entire universe is connected to everything else in this entire universe through the law of vibration. Just as the colors in a rainbow are connected in such a way that you are not able to tell where one color stops and the other begins, so too are you unable to distinguish where one thing starts and another one stops. Everything in this universe is connected to everything else in this universe. Just as the water that boils is connected to the steam into which it transmutes, and the steam is connected to the ether or air into which it changes, you too are connected to everything in the universe. Whether you can see it with the naked eye or not is unimportant. The only difference which exists between one thing and another relates to the density or the amplitude of their vibration. Therefore, as soon as you choose certain thoughts, your brain cells are affected. These cells vibrate and send off electromagnetic waves. When you concentrate on those thoughts, you increase the amplitude of vibration of those cells, and the electric waves in turn become much more potent. No, it is you who is originating those electric waves, and know that you are also determining the density of them by your own free will. You must also know, since you are originating these electric waves, your whole being is being put into that particular vibration. We have already covered the point that two objects may be of entirely different material and shape, and yet still be in resonance. This is due to the fact that their ultimate magnetic fields are the same, because they are within the same sphere of relative motion. Keep in mind that resonance is the factor governing the transmutation of vibrations. When you hold the image of your goal on the screen of your mind in the present tense, you are vibrating in harmony, in resonance, with every particle of energy necessary for the manifestation of your image on the physical plane. By holding that image, these particular particles of energy are moving towards you, attraction, and you are moving towards them, because that is the law. You, the earth, and the universe are all but degrees in one scale, and all are in their basic nature the same, the difference being solely a matter of degree or rate of vibration or frequency. All things are merely manifestations of energy or spirit. When the world comes to understand this great truth, we will be aware that all people are the same. They only appear to be different. The true dividing lines for mankind are not borders, colors, or language, but simply ignorance and its polar opposite, understanding. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Helping others feel better. You automatically like people who cause you to feel good. It would necessarily follow, therefore, that others will like you when you cause them to feel good, or when you move them into a more positive vibration. Example: vibratory control of the body, mind, and soul of a person gives you a means for the restoration of positive vibration through the medium of resonant electric waves of the brain cells from you to another person. As already stated, the human body, including the brain, is a high-powered electrical instrument. Therefore, you are a veritable broadcasting station relative to other people. When the tune-in between you and them has been completed, or when the composite personality has been established between you and the other person receives and becomes conscious of the vibrating thought being broadcast by you. Under the law of perpetual transmission and transmutation of energy, the other person, being a low potential of energy, takes on this added energy, which is being sent out by you. And, like a weak battery, the other person becomes recharged, more energetic, and more positive as a result of his contact with you. The process of transmitting energy between you and the other person is exactly the same process which takes place between the broadcasting station and the radio. That is to say, laws which are identical in nature govern both phenomena. Vibrations and attitude. Every physical thing throws off a vibration. Everything which you see, hear, smell, taste, or touch throws off a vibration because these things, like everything else, are in a constant state of motion. Whenever you get near enough to them to enter into their sphere of vibration, you will be affected by that vibration, whether you realize it or not. Have you ever noticed, for example, how peaceful you feel or vibrate while walking alone in the woods? The law operates exactly in the same way in the mental realm. For when a person thinks a thought, it means the person has consciously or unconsciously started a group of brain cells vibrating abnormally. Once these brain cells, being things, begin to vibrate abnormally, they throw off a wave of electronic energy, which moves out seeking a place to land. If you are in the sphere or space of their vibrations and you happen to have similar cells which are in rapport, in harmony or agreement with the ones vibrating in the other person's brain, then you receive these vibrations and are affected mentally by them, either negatively or positively. It is clear that everyone in sales or management should thoroughly understand this information. Let us suppose that another person is vibrating to anger concepts. If you are the type of person who becomes easily angered, and you happen to enter the vibratory field of those anger vibrations, then those vibrations will strike the anger cells in your own brain. A condition of resonance being present, these vibrations will start your brain cells vibrating, and your entire being will move into that vibration, and you will become irritated or angry, even though you may or may not know the cause of your own anger. If you do not understand what has happened, you will, of course, be at a loss to change the conditions which caused the effect in the first place. The same principle applies to all mental vibrations, for as soon as a person starts to think, he thereby starts brain cells vibrating. Energy is released, therefore, in the form of electrons, which travel out according to the intensity of the thought involved. Whoever stops that energy is affected by it. But bear in mind, the only thing which stops a thought is that which resonates with that thought. This means if you should run into an electromagnetic vibratory field of negative thoughts, you will, if you are that type of person, become negative yourself. Conversely, if you run into a positive vibratory field, you will experience the opposite of the negative, namely the positive. Since the air we breathe is literally filled with both types of vibrations, they are constantly bouncing into your brain. As a result, you could become like a ship without a rudder, tossed about at the mercy of whatever is vibrating or in the air. However, once you understand the law of vibration, you are in a position to insulate yourself against the negative vibrations. You can then be in control of yourself in the true sense of the word, and you will begin to attract to you the things and circumstances that you choose. Become a mental magnet. Attract what you need for the physical manifestation of your image. If it is true that energy or spirit is neither created nor destroyed, and everything in its original state is either energy or spirit, it necessarily follows that everything you will ever want is already here. It is simply a matter of choosing the thoughts which will put you into harmonious vibration with the good that you desire. Everything you are seeking is seeking you in return. Therefore, everything you want is already yours. So you don't have to get anything. It is simply a matter of becoming more aware of what you already possess. The moment you bring your life into harmony with the law, into harmony with the current of divine order, you will find the negative will have taken wings, for its cause will have been removed, and you will no longer attract what you don't want. The secret to receiving on the physical plane the results you desire is always locked into the law of attraction. This entire book has been designed to help you understand how to get into harmonious vibration with the good you desire, and then how to stay in that positive vibration. So you will begin to attract whatever you need for your image of prosperity to move into form. The acorn analogy. In Raymond Halliwell's magnificent book, Working with the Law, Halliwell points out in the chapter entitled The Law of Success the following. All of the processes of nature are successful. Nature knows no failures. She never plans anything but success. She aims at results in every form and manner. To succeed in the best and fullest sense of the term, we must, with nature as our model, copy her methods. In her principles and laws, we shall discover all of the secrets of success. Keep in mind that everything in this universe you can see with the naked eye, and everything you cannot see, is an expression of spirit. Also bear in mind that spirit operates by exact laws. You are subject to those laws in just the same manner nature is. Therefore, Halliwell is right. We definitely should copy nature's methods. For years, I have held up an acorn in the seminar and used it as a device for helping people to gain a better understanding of how the law of attraction actually works in their life. So please visualize, if you will, an acorn. Then think, really think, about what it is you are looking at. Although the acorn may appear to be a solid object, by now you should clearly understand that the acorn, like everything else which appears to be solid, is in truth a mass of molecules at a very high speed of vibration. Within the acorn, there is a nucleus or a pattern plan that dictates the vibratory rate at which these molecules will move. Moreover, the same principle holds true for all seeds. In other words, every seed has a nucleus or a pattern plan within it, which dictates the vibration it will be in, and which governs thereby the end product into which it will expand or grow. I believe you are aware of this fact. Everything in the universe is governed by a basic law, either create or disintegrate. Therefore, it follows that if something is not in the process of growing, it must, by the law of its being, be dying. For example, so long as the acorn is kept out of the earth, it is slowly but surely disintegrating. However, as soon as you plant the acorn in the earth, the pattern plan, or the vibratory rate of the acorn, sets up an attractive force, and the acorn begins to attract everything that vibrates in harmony with it. If you were able to observe with the naked eye exactly what is taking place, you would see a parade of particles of energy, a never-ending stream of them, marching in a very orderly manner toward the acorn. As they came in contact with the molecules making up the acorn, they would join, marry, become one, and of course, the acorn would expand, become larger, grow. Now consider this. If you were to put 2 drops of water and 2 drops of oil on an arborite table, and then you were to move them together, the 2 drops of water would resonate and become 1 larger drop of water as they came in contact with each other. On the other hand, however, if you were to move the water towards the oil, they would actually repel each other because they are not in harmonious vibration. Likewise with the acorn. The only things which join with the acorn are those particles of energy which are vibrating in harmony with it. All the other particles of energy which make up the earth are repelled. As the acorn expands from the never-ending stream of molecules which are attracted to it, little shoots begin to come out of the bottom and out of the top of it. These shoots, in turn, begin to develop into roots. As they grow or expand and burst through the earth into the earth's atmosphere, this attractive force continues, and particles of energy from the atmosphere are attracted to it, just as the particles of energy in the earth were attracted to it. As the acorn continues to expand, at some point it ceases to be an acorn, and it begins to become an oak tree. The roots, the trunk, the bark, the branches, the twigs, the leaves, are all in the universe, and they are attracted to the acorn because of the nucleus or the pattern plan which rests within the seed. Now, unlike the human creature, the acorn does not have the ability to change its vibratory rate. It can therefore only grow into what it has been programmed to grow into, namely, an oak tree. You are much like the acorn in many respects. For example, you are also a seed relative to the whole scheme of things. However, the difference between you and the acorn is that since you are a co-creator, you can choose your own programming. Therefore, the image you choose to hold on the screen of your conscious mind and you plant deeply in the treasury of your subconscious mind is the pattern planner of the nucleus, which determines what you will eventually grow into. It dictates the vibration you will be in, and also controls what you will attract to you and what you will repel. This is an orderly universe. Nothing happens by accident. The images which you plant in your marvelous mind instantly set up an attractive force, which governs your results in life. You must remember, though, if your image is continually fluctuating, you will continually be growing into something different, and that sets in motion a most chaotic process. Unfortunately, those individuals who are unaware of these very exact laws are planting images of plenty in their minds 1 minute and then images of poverty the next. They are continually switching vibrations, so they are attracting good things 1 minute and then bad things the next. The sad truth is, the vast majority of people spend their entire lives oscillating between these two extreme positions, with the resulting effect that their lives become disordered and chaotic to the nth degree. Although it is true that everything you will ever want is already here, it is nevertheless up to you to get into harmony with it. Clearly, you will never get into harmony with prosperity if you insist upon holding images of lack and limitation in the storehouse of your marvelous mind. Since you are always magnetized towards something, it follows it can never be anyone else's fault when something comes into your life you supposedly do not want. Understand you have ordered it, and it is being delivered to you right on schedule.